Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And if you go to my website, danshealthtalks.com, there's a number of things you can find there. I need to start putting a lot more resources up there. But the thing I like best is when it pops up, you see Podbean. Click on that, and you'll see over 120 shows there. And we keep adding a new one every week. This one will be up there within just a couple hours of us doing it. Now, Mike Gannon, my producer, was telling me before we started the show that something came out in the news like it was a revelation. In Science News, science claimed that overeating is not the primary cause of obesity. I was laughing at this because what they finally, it's a revelation that they finally figured out that processed food, sugar and starches, is the main cause of obesity. The same thing Dr. Atkins has been saying since 1972, thing that I experienced when I was 18 years old, as Miss Universe told me to eat meat, cheese, eggs, lettuce, tomatoes, drink water and tea, and you'll drop weight, and I dropped 21 pounds in 3 weeks. I started doing radio in March of 1997. One of the primary things I did when I started radio is I interviewed Michael and Michael Eaves, and they wrote the Protein Power book, and it really gave me some deeper insight into the science of what was going on and how it was affecting the adrenaline gland, how it was affecting everything. And I realized back then, because I'd quit doing the low carb diet, oh, probably by the time I was in the late 20s or 30s, thought it wasn't healthy. And now, once I read that book, I went, God, I should have stayed with that. That was the healthiest way for me to eat, and didn't realize it. And then I interviewed Dr. Atkins and had a great time interviewing him. And he also had something interesting in one of his newsletters about how after about a week to 10 days, marathon runners can outrun people that eat high carbs before a marathon. What they were doing back then, and they still do to a degree, they'll tell you to eat pasta and stuff for 2 days, load up your muscles with glycogen. Well, that glycogen is only about 2,000 calories stored in the muscles, and you go through that pretty quick. So they're drinking orange juice and all that kind of stuff while they're running to do that. Well, the Naval Academy had one group of people eat the runner's diet, the pasta and all that, the marathon diet, and another group eat very low carb. Well, on the treadmill test, the high carb group, for about a week, maybe a little bit longer, depending on the individual, they could outrun the low carb group. And then, when the hormones kicked in, and the body started burning its body fat, because when you eat carbs, it tells the body not to use your body fat, leave it for later. When you don't have carbs, the use of sugar. Well, when you starve it of carbohydrates, it starts building receptor sites for insulin back on the cell wall, and it also starts releasing hormones that tells the body to burn body fat. Well, the low-carb group could outrun the high-carb group, and that's very important because the research up until that time would be like 3 days. And they said, well, you better eat carbs if you want to be a runner. I knew from personal experience that you feel better when you eat a low carb, but it takes a little bit. And you have to go through a period where you have low energy for that 10-day period, week or so. And then you feel much better. That's why I've always been surprised at the people that eat low carb 5 days and 2 days off. I'm going, that throws you back out of the whole thing. And it's a little, to me, like an alcoholic saying, on the weekend I'll drink, but I won't drink during the week. It still creates that body's response. What's going on? And I just can't believe. I mean, I'm still stunned at the news, all over the news. It's a revelation that processed food and carbohydrates is the main reason we get fat. Many years ago, probably about 10, I interviewed Robert Johnson, and he did a really good book called Fat Switch, and he's written a couple other variations on that book. And was ahead of renal, or is ahead of renal research or renal medicine there at Colorado University. Colorado University is also where the paleo diet came from. And the Eases were real big into the concept that was in the paleo diet, how our ancestors ate. But what Dr. Johnson's book determined is the primary reason we get fat, though this obesity problem that we see throughout our society and all the societies that has taken on the Western diet, is because of high fructose corn syrup, which was invented in the 70s by these two Japanese scientists. They lined a tube with enzymes. I don't know how they did it, but they lined this tube with enzymes. They run corn syrup through it, and then it breaks it down, changes it into high fructose corn syrup. Not saying that corn syrup is okay. It's not. But this high fructose corn syrup, well, what that does is it stimulates the liver and the kidneys to release uric acid. You know, what brings on gout? It stimulates uric acid. The uric acid gets into the cells and downregulates the mitochondria. And you've heard me do show after show that mitochondrial energy and the amount of mitochondria you have is probably the primary solution to anti-aging more than anything else. It will extend your life and you'll feel great and everything will work better. And we're learning more and more because of that Ultra Mito Restore product, all the different effects. And we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But the reason it shuts that down is nature uses that for many of the animals to put on fat for winter, especially the ones that hibernate. So bears, they wait till blueberries get real mushy towards the end. That they lose their vitamin C because vitamin C helps resist some of that uric acid production. They wait till it gets real mushy, and they may eat 10, 20 pounds of blueberries a day. And before winter comes, they'll put on 100, 150 pounds. And then they go into hibernation. Well, they tranquilize these bears, and then they test their blood and find out what's going on. And these bears have inflamed joints. They have fatty livers. They have heart problems. Their circulation has built up in them. But when they test them again towards the end of hibernation, all that's cleared up. If they could give them a mental test, they would find out they have brain fog. But nature said, we have to do this to give them enough fat to survive the winter. And then same thing, there's a fish in Amazon. And for a few months of the year, the Amazon floods more than it normally does. And these fruits fall down off the tree. And this fish looks like a piranha, but it doesn't have teeth. And are very little teeth, and it sucks the juice out of those fruits, and it puts on a whole lot of weight, and it gets really fat. But that's the only time it's able to eat. It is that period. So nature uses. A hummingbird sucks up so much nectar when it has to make the long distance flight I don't know if it's South America or into Mexico, that its blood looks almost white. It has so much cholesterol in it. But as it travels, and it makes this long flight, all that clears up. Well, we're doing it all year round. And instead of trying to get fat for winter, we're eating high carbs, processed food, 3, 4, 5 times a day. When I was in high school, generally speaking, people ate 3 meals a day, didn't do much snacking. But now, every time you snack, you give a little spike to the insulin. When you spike the insulin too high, spike the blood sugar too high, the insulin comes out and drives the blood sugar, set it down to baseline where it should be to be healthy within a certain window of, you know, there that is ideal to function in. It goes below baseline. Then the brain is starving. The brain needs a certain amount of sugar, and it will take it from the liver. You don't have to eat sugar for it to make it. It will make it out of protein and other things. And so it tells the adrenaline gland to fire, which can make you paranoid and anxious. That was one of the things Dr. Atkins and I talked about, is he found that when people were doing his diet, they were on Prozac or their bipolar, maybe even think they're schizophrenic. They really have an overactive adrenaline gland. And when they go on a low-carb diet, after a few weeks, and they get away from grain, also can cause schizophrenia for many people. It's so inflammatory. And one of the ways it shows up is grain. When they go on a non-grain diet and then cut the carbs, a lot of the mental problems just cleared up. And Atkins first said, I didn't know what was going on. The Eases also talked about it. But once that adrenaline gland starts leveling out and you feel good and you feel level and you got good energy, so many problems disappear. And so the heart disease, the diabetes, the inflamed joints, the brain fog, and remember, they call Alzheimer's the third form of diabetes. So a lifetime of high blood sugar brings on diabetes, brings on Alzheimer's. Because the brain, if it gets too much sugar, it'll destroy the brain. So the brain barrier stops it. What's the solution? A keto diet. The keto diet produces ketones that the brain and the heart loves. And so that's a very good solution for all. Either a low-carb diet. I like a little bit more of a low-carb diet than I do a keto. I like to eat more protein than most, than some of the people. In a keto diet, you keep the protein fairly low and just eat fat. Well, the other thing, though, is intermittent fasting. That is very popular and effective because you've gone a long time without eating. Most of the time when you get hungry, if you wait an hour or two, you won't be hungry any longer. People think, oh, I got to eat. I'm hungry. No, not necessarily. Just give yourself a little time. So what I try to do anymore is not to eat until about at least noon and try to wait till 1 on a good day, maybe even 2. And I try to keep my eating period within about 6 hours, maybe 4 hours. And I eat a big meal for lunch. And then I'll eat some low, and I'll keep this low carb. So I'm doing a combination. As I've gotten older, just a regular low carb diet doesn't strip that weight like when I used to be able to lose a pound a day on it. Doesn't strip that weight. But if I do it with intermittent fasting, everything's become more sensitive to insulin. The body's rebuilding the receptor sites. Everything feels better. You sleep better. You reverse inflammation in the body. All these things take place. And they're acting like this is new stuff. I was saying basically this in 1997. And Mike was there. He was my producer when I was saying it back then. And I'm going, really? They're acting like this is a revelation? And Atkins was teaching it. And people said, oh, no, you shouldn't do his diet. You should do Pritikin's, which was potatoes and bread and starch. And that I tried that diet once and almost killed me. Luckily, I was running stadium stairs and bicycling, or it might have. It really a dangerous diet because the body is not designed to handle the kind of sugar. In 1860, the amount of sugar that we ate was about 10.5 pounds a year. The pancreas can handle it. The body can handle it. The cells can handle it. But now we eat 160, maybe 180 pounds of sugar a year. How can we eat that much? Well, you drink colas and you drink on all these foods have sugar in them and stuff. And even the little white packs you see in the restaurant are no longer just cane sugar. They're corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup. So it's in everything. When I was a kid, you'd get a Coke bottle. And it would be about an inch thick or half inch thick glass. There really only be about 6 ounces of Coke in there. Now, I remember seeing this beautiful little girl when I was going to pick up my mail, and she was holding a soda that was about half the size of her body, and she was sucking it down and smiling at me, and I'm going, wow. Because every ounce of that Coke is 1 cube of sugar. So if you're drinking 44 ounces of Coke, or even, you know, some people over the day may do that easily, that's 44 cubes of sugar. Would you sit down and put 44 cubes of sugar in your mouth? Probably not. Without the carbonation, you couldn't stand that sweet syrup. They balance it to make it work that way. Now, we're going to be back in a minute, and I have some pretty important interviews here that I want you to hear. So hang on, folks, and we'll be right back with you.
Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain, and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always lurks. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Danshealthtalks.com. No apostrophe up there. You put an address bar. Takes you to the website. It does a lot for you. If you go to events, it'll take you to over 100 shows. But it also has my phone number and has my email address. So if you want to do nutritional counseling with me, that's how you find me. Danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. I want to talk to you a little bit more about low-carb before I go to this interview. Because if you've done low-carb, and I'm sure it works, people that are, follow the keto diet, the problem with keto diet, it's boring to me. I get more variety with a low-carb diet because there's a lot of vegetables that won't affect your blood sugar. And so with my love of meat and our eggs and... you know, I can do a lot. Now, when you lose weight, and this is something that it took me a while to understand, you're going on a low-carb diet, and you won't lose any weight maybe for 4 or 5 days, 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden you'll just drop weight real fast. And then you'll go into another period, you won't lose any, and then you'll drop it real fast. What's going on? I think for every gram of carbs, you hold 2 or 3 grams of water. So as the body gets where it's, when it starts the diet, the body tries to stay in a homeostasis way, even if it's a very unhealthy homeostasis way. So if you're carrying 20 or 30 pounds or 100 pounds of fat or more, I one time showed a young guy that weighed about 420 how to do it, and he lost 198 pounds in 1 year. And I was very impressed with that. But he wasn't able to lose any weight on low-calorie diet, which he was trying to do, and was very frustrated. Well, when you start this, don't get discouraged. First, your body's learning how to turn on the hormones to burn the fat and give you a time-release energy throughout the day and night. But once it's drained itself of those carbs, all that water weight just washes out, and people with high blood pressure go, "Oh, wow, my blood pressure is normalized." Well, the reason you have high blood pressure, if you're eating the standard American diet, the processed flour, the sugar, the starches, the potatoes, and all these different things that raise your blood sugar, the breads, is when you eat the carbs and you spike your blood sugar, and the adrenaline gland goes, it falls back down, the blood sugar falls back down when the insulin pours out, the adrenaline gland is told to get some sugar. So it gets the liver to release its sugar in the muscle. But now the adrenaline gland is firing as if some bear or something just walked up, and you're getting anxious and don't know why. Then you go into 5 o'clock traffic on top of just eating something that's real sugary 30 minutes or an hour before, and you really have an anger problem. You see children do this, and they get hyperactive. But adults do this, and they've abused their adrenaline gland and so much that they don't have any norepinephrine for energy, and they just want to sleep. They don't want to get out of the recliner. They don't have the ability to hype themselves up. But these kids with attention deficit, most of that is the sugary diet. The other thing that causes it is the red dye or blue dye. A lot of them have a lot of trouble with that, and I've seen amazing results when they get off that. Now, I'm just wanting to tell you before I shift this that if you stay with it, you'll drop the weight. And the way Atkins set it up, he kept the carbs the first 2 weeks to about 25 carbs. Very, very low. Just almost no carbs at all. And then you gradually increase it, very gradually. And you'll find a point where you're not dropping weight anymore if you still need to drop weight. And so then you go back a little bit to a lower level where the body will still burn the fat and go into it. And you find out what level. Some people, it may be 150 carbs a day. Some people, they always have to keep it around 60 or 70. I'm one that does best on a low carb and keep it low. But the other thing you got to remember is these artificial sweeteners, the Diet Cokes, and I'm starting to think that even my favorite little thing, stevia, may stimulate the body. When the mouth tastes sweet, it releases some insulin. It's a Pavlov effect. And so if it does that to extreme, if you're always hitting it with something sweet and you say, well, it's diet, it won't hurt me. No, it will. It'll cause the body even more so. It's like you cheated it. It expected some sugar, but it wasn't there. Nothing it can utilize, but the brain released insulin to prepare for it. And that was in a book called The Carbohydrate Addict. That was written many years ago. You might look at that. So I want to make you aware of that. Now, in a moment, I'm going to interview Roger Hill, who has some interviews, I think very amazing interviews. And we're going to play a couple here right now. There's a friend of his that used to work with him in the Pentagon, Terrence. And Terrence was legally blind. He couldn't read a tag on a car. He couldn't watch TV. And when he was taking the early products that Dr. Elliott made, his vision went from 100 to 40, to 20 over 40. And he all of a sudden went from seeing black and white to color. But he doesn't like to talk about it. He's sort of embarrassed by it. But there's another story that really amazed me. The Rejuvenate Gel that has gone through three different improvements on it. When Roger first got a hold of that, him and Terrence were going to lunch, and he had Terrence rubbing on his forearm and his hand. And I want you to hear that. It's really quite amazing.
So, Terry, what just happened?
I don't know. I put Rejuvenate on it.
Okay. And how far could you have been it before you put Rejuvenate on it 15 minutes ago?
Just about here.
And how far can you go now?
This is with no help. I'm not even pushing down on it.
All right. And how many years was it that you had it where you couldn't do that?
About 20 years.
So for 20 years, you couldn't close your hand, and then in less than 20 minutes...
Don't start no stuff.
Well, that's what happened.
I can't believe that.
Isn't that amazing that for 10 years he couldn't make a fist, and within 20 minutes he could? We get some of these really unusual stories. I'm going, what the heck's going on there? Neurotransmitters are being stimulated. And I just was stunned when I heard that, going, how is that possible? But we have some other things like that that just blow my socks off. But here's one that I think is interesting, is Roger's friend Hart had a bad heart. He always had one. He played college basketball, been an athlete, and he played it anyway. I mean, with heart pain. The doctor didn't want him to play basketball, but he did. And so... let's hear the interview Roger has with Hart and see what it did for him. After years and years, I mean, he's up in his 70s. I think he's 75 years old. Up in his 70s, and all of a sudden now he doesn't have a heart problem? That's the Restore. And the Rejuvenate, I'm sure, helped. But the heart problem, the internal, the 44 different things that are combined with that XDS technology, fed the heart and the cells throughout the body what it needed. So let's go to that interview.
Now, Wendell's an interesting study. Wendell's here in the D.C. area. Wendell, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me, Roger?
Yes. Now, what really impressed me about your story is that you're an athlete, All-American basketball player, running up and down the court, but you virtually had a heart attack all your adult life. How were you able to even play basketball that way? And then tell us a little bit about your experience with Restore, okay?
Yes. Let me say, first of all, I began to feel pains right by my last year, my chest pains in my last year in high school. And in order to go to college, I had to take a physical examination. So the school sent me to this doctor, and I took this exam, and he advised me after checking me out there and looking at my chest and so forth. He says, I advise you, your basketball day's over. And he wrote this letter to that effect. And when I got to college, I was supposed to give it to the physicians at the college. Well, basketball was the only thing I knew and had been playing it all my life. And if I was forced to go into college looking for where my background was raised in the ghetto, my life would have been hopeless otherwise. So I took that and that, I tore it up. So when I got to college, I was able to get around some of the hard practices because I would have shorter breath and I would feel the pains in my chest. And then I learned also during that time where I would do different breathing exercise, and I'd hold my breath and then slowly I let it out until the pain would dissipate. Well, that's how I've gotten around it all of my life with chest pains. So I was very blessed. I don't know how it happened. I don't know if it was Ben who got in touch with Randy and he told him about this product. And I think it was Ben told me about it. So I purchased the product, and I didn't think much about it, because the first thing I knew I had some problems in my eyes, but nevertheless, I'll stay with the heart. But I noticed when I started taking this Restore, I got a lot of energy. And then after a while, I was, about 2 weeks later, I would say about November the 14th or the 12th, between the 12th and the 15th, I started feeling these pains again in my chest. And some told me, said, well, you know, I don't feel like going to be the next exercise. I got lazy there, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be all right. And then some told me, said, well, you bought this Restore and stuff. Why don't you use it? Okay. So I got up and I took it. And I noticed from about November the 14th, from that time between the 12th and the 14th of November, I haven't had any more pains in my chest. And I thought, wait a minute. Well, I'm a person who has a lot of faith, and I've been blessed. Because I said one time I had pain so bad, God, you brought me in this world and you're taking me out of here. I'm not responsible for me being here, and I won't be responsible for me leaving. And I just left it alone. And it seems like, and then I started to read different Bible scriptures. I always have been an avid student of the Bible. And I read where enter the kingdom of God is righteousness and all things will be added to you. Well, in these last 4 or 5 years, everything has been added to me. I have everything. And so I was led. I was led to this organization. Because when I heard the doctors and you guys, Rogers, talking sometime, I listened to your scientists. And when I listened to these scientists, I always know they had, I heard their spirit. And these are people that were led by God. And I knew that I was drawn to this program because into God and righteousness, all things be added. This product was meant for me. So when I got into the program, everything being added, I started to take it. Now I'm fine now. All my problems, I got a minute. I could be testifying forever. I had a lot of problems that I learned to live with over the years. And this product really worked. And I just want to say to people listening to this, you start taking this product for your first time, and sometimes some of your problems are very severe. I know, because I got people that I'm working with like right now. It's like this is almost becoming my ministry. I know that these problems that a lot of people, I tell people this. If you're taking this product, and right now, because you start feeling good, and you feel like maybe 2 weeks from now it ain't working for you, stay on it. Don't give up. Stay on it. When I go to the doctor sometimes now, and they give me a treatment plan for whatever, and they tell me, do this for 30 days, I'll do it for 30 days. So don't work for 30 days, I come back to the doctor. But they say in this program, do this for 2 months, and you'll see a difference. So stick it in there, because you've been called. You've been blessed. Don't quit. Thank you, Roger.
All right, Wendell, thank you for that.
Isn't that amazing, folks? Wendell Hart had heart problems since high school, I guess, played basketball with it. His breathing technique helped him tolerate the pain and everything from that his heart was experiencing. But now he doesn't have the problem. He did, after he started the Restore, he doesn't have the problem. My father died of congestive heart failure. My mother died of a heart attack. I wish, these were back in 92, 93, I wish I would have had products like this. I might have got another 5-10 years out of my parents to be with them and stuff. This is very, very important, folks. That's why I keep doing this. Dr. Elliott has done a breakthrough in the area of nutrition that I've never seen. I've seen wonderful things. I mean, I think for the heart, I've also seen wonderful things with colostrum 6 on congestion heart failure and reversing that. But this broad base, people with cerebral palsy getting over, able to walk and run, in the case of Noelle that I've had on, and the young girl that was carried to the bathroom at age 17 and dressed like she was an infant, now is able to walk and wants to learn to drive. You go, wait a minute. Here's the thing that confused me. You have plenty of stem cells when you're young. You have a lot of things going for you when you're a kid. So why didn't they go in and heal the brain stem and reverse the cerebral palsy then? It's just amazing to me that people that have had lifelong problems, and we had a number of these, and these are the ones that hit me and going, how in the world does, when you add these nutritional things to the mitochondria, to the nucleus, to the cell wall, and do all these different things that the XDS technology, because there's 44 different nutrients in there. There's olive leaf, black seed oil, olive oil, and then 41 different things that I take that would cost me, if I took all those, I would probably be paying $600-$800 to take all this in there. But because of the XDS technology, he can do it with micrograms. So here we got Noel with cerebral palsy, walked with crutches all his life, his feet pointed out 180 degrees. And now after a few years of working with the different levels of products that Dr. Elliott brought out, he's able to walk and run a little bit. He demonstrated that for his church. And they go, wow, that's a miracle. And it is. And the young girl that her mother had to carry her to the bathroom like she was an infant. She's 17 years old. Had to dress her because of cerebral palsy. After about 4 months, her and her mother came on and was talking about, oh, yeah, I can walk. I want to learn to drive. And I'm going, wow. Wow. The Noel, because they went through different stages of product, it took him a few years of taking the product. But this young girl, it happened in a very short amount of time. Then we have people like Terrence and other people like JoJo, who's wore glasses all her life, now doesn't need them. She's an RN in her mid-40s. My eyesight has improved. I got to get some new glasses, and I just got them. But my glasses feel too strong for me. Now, and we have a number of people with blood sugar high, people with that said they're going through chemotherapy. They couldn't go to the bathroom. One lady, she had go days without having a bowel movement. Within 30 minutes of taking the product, she was in the bathroom, and her energy came back, even though she was still doing chemo, because it's also very, very protective. Amazing products. So if you go to moremito.com/RadioDan. If you go to the products, you'll see all the different things that are in it. It'll bring that down. And if, there's a PDF there. There are also, it may not be up right at this moment, but there's also testimonials of these kind of stories that you're hearing of people, and they're putting up more and more as they go. Amazing product. And so everybody ought to try it. Give it about 3 months, like Wendell Hart was saying, everyone needs to try this. Give it a little time and let it see what it will do for you. And you actually will replace hundreds of dollars of other nutritional products. You really have covered nearly everything you need. Not saying you couldn't use some vitamin C and some extra omega-3 oil and maybe even, it has vitamin D in there and MK7, but I personally throw in a little colostrum 6 as well, but omega 3 are eating salmon and sardines, and vitamin C, high levels of vitamin C, and taking this product, I'm not sure you need a whole lot more. And that sort of works against me. Now, because it also has adaptogens that calm and de-stress you. People start sleeping well. They start feeling happier. And one lady said she wanted to pick a fight with her husband, but she just felt too good. She couldn't. She just couldn't get angry. And she was just peaceful the first time in a long time. But her husband was happy about that. Anyway, but it does that. There's things that I would have normally been stressed about. Doesn't bother me. Because of the powerful adaptogens with the XDS technology. Don't forget, the XDS technology is what makes this product stand out in a world of nutrition. That it's a lot of it's patent, some of it's kept in proprietary information that Dr. Elliott's held on to. But he patented some of it because he didn't want someone else eventually figure it out and stop him from utilizing it. And he's a wonderful individual, very spiritual individual. And we talk a lot about that. But in the science world, oh, you can't talk about your spiritual side or you're not scientific. That's BS if you know how to approach the spiritual and the science together. We'll be back in just a moment, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
The Sharper Gene. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
To really live long and to feel good, you got to have oxygen. And you got to have the electrolytes working. You got to have all the minerals the body needs or everything breaks down. There's a tremendous product called Black Oxygen. If you go to shopblackoxygen.com/products/oldblackwater. Old Black Water, just like the song. I'll say that once more. Go to shop, S-H-O-P, Black Oxygen. .com/products/oldblackwater. That's where you can get this fantastic black oxygen product, and you'll love it. It's just a little half teaspoon, and you'll feel it, folks. Really feel it. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Listen, this may save your life. It'll open up the blood vessels where they flow the way they want to, instead of being shut down by so many different disease states. So I have Dave Mason with me, and he has FlowVein. David, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Call Innovative Pharmacy, 405-330-3619, or go to flowvein.com.
Okay, and give them the phone number one more time.
405-330-3619.
This can save your life, folks. Check it out, please. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Dan.
Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway. I really appreciate you being with us today. And it's a pleasure, actually, sharing this information with you. And I love doing it because I learn as well when I'm doing research on this, or people are calling me and said, have you heard about this? And sharing things. And about a month ago, maybe a little bit longer, we did an interview with Dave Mason that has Innovative Pharmacy over in Edmond, Oklahoma. And he had a product I wanted to talk about. And the product opens up the blood vessels and the lymph system. It's called FlowVein, F-L-O-V-E-I-N, FlowVein. And David, being a compound pharmacist and some of the other pharmacists around here and around the country, fell in love with this product. Well, it was this, the things that are in it, it comes from a sort of an orange there in Europe. The thing, the bioflavonoid, which means it's natural, folks. This is not a prescription, even though it's sold as a prescription in Europe. It was used for varicose veins. In fact, I had recommended something similar to this for a Vietnamese friend of mine who cuts hair and is on her feet all day long, and she was wanting to have the varicose veins cut out. And I said, no, no, don't do that. You're just going to be chasing those. Those butcher your leg. I said, try this first. Well, it ends up, this product does a lot more than that. It's fantastic for the heart, for the lungs. It cleans the lymph system. Everything flows smoother because of the little hairs the red blood cells has. It takes those off. And so the red blood cells flow really easily. As we get older or we have an infection or we eat our standard American diet, our blood vessels, our red blood cells sort of clog. And you look under an electron microscope and at the blood, you take a little sample of the blood, not electron microscope, but a dark field microscope. And for many people, those red blood cells are stacked together like pennies. In a row of pennies, where they should be separate, because you stack them together, it means a lot of the surface area is not there to release oxygen into the cells. Well, it separates that. They can flow, and they flow separately. But what I was surprised when I started reading up on it is it does that for the lymph system. And I started taking it just 2 days ago. I did the interview quite a while back, but David lives 20-30 miles from his place, is about 20 miles from where I live. And I keep thinking, well, I'm going to get over there and get that. And so I finally did. And I don't know if this is my diet or it's this product, but I'm going to the bathroom urinating a lot. And I think it's because the way it cleanses the lymph system. Well, the reason I wanted to do it is the coronavirus. If you get sick with it, it thickens your blood up, and that's how it kills you. It also thickens up the lymph system. So I thought this might be really good, and if you get the vaccine, the same problem with the vaccine. So a lot of people could benefit from this, whether you've gotten the disease or afraid you might get it, or you have coronavirus. It could be a lifesaver for many people, I believe. I honestly believe that. It's not expensive, about $35. You take one twice a day. And in fact, when I went over to see David, he had just got off the phone with a lady and said, this has changed my life. I've been taking this for a little while, and I feel the best I've felt in years. Well, oxygen to the cells and to the brain makes a world of difference, folks, to the heart and everything else. When your circulation is working, your hormones come alive, the glands are being fed, all these different wonderful things that are taking place. So I want you to be aware of that and take advantage of that. Try it. Find out. It might save your life. Now, when I was interviewed David, and he said it takes a little hairs off, I said, what about the prongs on the coronavirus? Have they done any research on that? He said he's thought about that, but he wasn't sure. And then when I talked to him a few weeks later, he said he just read a paper where they're suggesting that it does the same thing. But again, it's only the bioflavonoids from this, from a type of orange. It's nothing chemical or synthetic or anything. It's just natural. So take advantage of that. And I also want to mention real quickly, I'm writing an e-book that I'm going to put up on my website pretty soon, probably have it done in a week or two, a couple weeks. And it's going to be a free giveaway to you guys. But my webmaster said, why don't you write an ebook and explain the 10 things, or I don't know if it's going to be 10, but she suggested 10 things that will extend life, that will make you healthier and live longer. Now, there's a lot of wonderful supplements I've discovered over the years that I think are essential for that. But there's a lot of other things, you know, exercise, hydration, sleep, all these different things. So I'm doing little chapters on each of this. It's not going to be a huge book, I don't think, but it's going to be an important one for you. Then later on, I'll do some ebooks on heart disease cancer and obesity and all this, because for a number of years, I would do lectures. And in fact, I would do a lecture for the last 3 or 4 years until coronavirus came along every Saturday at Omega Health, the last Saturday of the month. But before that, I would give lectures at the Health Food Center and Omega Health and other places around town. So I have outlines on how I'd approach heart disease, how I would deal with obesity or cancer or autoimmune, all that. So those will be future ebooks. This is just going to be more broad-based, showing you the things you need to be aware of if you want to live long and healthy. Now, we're going to be back next week. Tell your friends and family about this show. I really appreciate you sharing this with everyone you can. Let's help them as well. Thanks again for being with us.